By the grace of God, I am what I am. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. You'll hear this several times during this message. By the grace of God, I am what I am. When I was a kid, I used to watch Popeye cartoons, and I think it may have been one of the things that made me want to join the Navy someday. And to this day, I love spinach. But that was him saying, I am what I am. That was it. St. Paul takes the level of worship that, by the grace of God, I am what I am. I am the least of the apostles, St. Paul declares, and then goes on to say, by the grace of God, I am what I am. The phrase complements, it seems, the prayer of the humble publican in the gospel lesson for today. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. What does this mean? Is it by the grace of God that Paul is a sinner? No, of course not. But it is the grace of God that Paul can in all honesty know that he is a sinner. Sometimes people approach me and say, well, you know, I'm a sinner. I said, the fact that you realize that is where we all are. We realize that. And we strive to not enter into sin. But the first thing is to realize that we, each one of us, are sinners. Why is he the least of the apostles? In his eyes and his words, because I persecuted the church of God. It's been said, if you're not with us, you're against us. Sometimes that applies especially to enemies of the church we see today. Say, well, just keep it at home, keep it off the street. That's really persecuting the church of God. But do you and I do much better when we in our pride think ourselves better than somebody else? We deny the very truth of God upon which we so utterly depend. Are we not persecutors too? When we, like the proud Pharisee, do nothing more than pray with ourselves, giving mere lip service to the presence of God. It is the quintessential picture of pride. Jesus, in the parable, named it so clearly. He prayed thus with himself. He prayed thus with himself. God's not mentioned. The consequences are wonderfully clear in the content of his prayer. He claims to be better than everyone else. Thank God that I'm not like them. That's not prayer. That's a statement about self-worth. Here are words of part of the gospel again. Jesus spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, and smote his breast upon, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. There can be no prayer when we are not open to the otherness of God and to one another. There can be no prayer when we are closed in upon ourselves, standing upon the ground of our own self-righteousness. There can be no prayer without the humility, which is the counter to all pride. The great poet Dante in the Divine Comedy prescribes as the antidote and corrective to pride the prayer which is at the heart of all Christian prayer, the Lord's Prayer. The prayer, he suggests, is to be prayed while bent down toward the dust of our common humanity, contemplating the great examples of humility, not the least of which is what Mary herself said, who is defined by the grace of God. Be it unto me according to thy word, as if to say what Jesus himself will say, not my will, but thine be done. And in turn, it is not which what we are given to pray. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is our prayer, and that's, it should come from the heart. And not as a, I fear sometimes, myself included, sometimes we say, rattle off the Lord's Prayer, not really unpacking it in our spirit. Prayer is precisely not talking with ourselves, going upward. Our Father is not a mere set of words to be rattled off indifferently and mindlessly, as I've said. Prayer is altogether about our engagement with God. It is a precondition of our honest engagement with one another, along with God. The publican in the parable is the picture of humility. His humility, which leaves him open to the truth of God, and so to everyone else. Without that, we are simply closed in upon ourselves, wrapped in our own worlds, in short, like the Pharisee. There is the greatest danger in the pilgrimage of our spiritual lives. It is put ourselves into the place of God. It is being the temple, the holy place of God, and to be completely unaware of his truth and presence, so we, full of ourselves, are. As to come in here and just think upon ourselves and not think about who we are here to worship. I realize I'm preaching the choir, but I think it's good for all of us to hear these words. We forget so easily that it's only by the grace of God that we walk, stand, run, and move in the motion of God's love. It is most especially by the grace of God that we can face the remarkable follies and foolish wickednesses in our own hearts and in our lives. Paul has found and named what he has done. It belongs to our freedom to do nothing less. The prayer of the publican reverberates throughout the whole of our liturgy. Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy upon us. Agnus Dei, O Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Unlike the Pharisee, what is wanted is what we should say, not to presume to come to this table. We do not presume to come to this table, trusting in our own righteousness. Rather, like the publican, we should come trusting in thy manifold and great mercy. Only so shall we find ourselves in the presence of God. Only so may we be free from the prison of our own selves. This is not about groveling in the dust and wallowing in self-pity and piteous self-recriminations. Paradoxically, there is nothing so magnanimous, so great-souled, as an exemplar of humility, the Blessed Mary, Mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Virgin Mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. I should always say that. Humility belongs to our freedom and our ultimate dignity. We are the dust which God has shaped, into which he has breathed into us his spirit. It belongs to us to be the dignified dust to offer prayers and praises to Almighty God. We are raised up only because we can acknowledge what we are by the grace of God. We are raised up only because we can acknowledge that we are the grace of God. We are what we are. It's worth repeating. We acknowledge his mercy. Sinners, yes, so we are, you and I. But in such acknowledgement, we are something more. We are in the company of Christ, and we are with one another. The purpose is a goodwill for us. We see then his grace was not bestowed in vain. So always remember, to always remember that we are sinners, which we do. But he's always there to pick us up when we fall, to keep a hold of his hand, and let us raise him, let him raise us up. By the grace of God, I am what I am. Will you in a few minutes come to his table and be refreshed with his body and blood? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.